Good day. This week we're looking at the covenant of peace. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul writes to the Ephesian church and he talks about the armor of God. But in verses 14 and 15, he says this. He says, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." See, and this is what we're talking about. Here, Paul describes that this is the good news of peace, that that's one of our armaments that we have, that we can shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the good news of peace, the good news that God is at peace with you. And we saw yesterday that God has made a covenant of peace with you and I. And we can thank God that God made a covenant with his son. God made a covenant with God. So that this is a covenant that we never had a part to play in. And it's a covenant that can never, ever be broken. In Hebrews 9, verse 15, it says it this way about the covenant. It says, "For this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance." He's saying here that Jesus is the mediator of this covenant, not you and I. Jesus mediates the covenant. And then secondly, here in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23 and onwards, it's saying that this covenant is established and ratified in the blood of Jesus. So that means that he's the one who has established the covenant. He's the mediator. He's the testator. He's the one who has written this covenant. And there's nothing that we can do to break this covenant. Let's read this in Hebrews 9. It says, "Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not that he should offer himself often as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood of another. He would then have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation." So he's saying this isn't your blood, sweat and tears. This was his blood, sweat and tears. It was his blood that made this covenant possible. Every covenant in the Old Testament was established in blood. And Jesus has established an eternal covenant, which is been made possible because of his blood, not the blood of animals and bulls and goats. I cannot change this covenant because Jesus is the one who wrote the covenant. He's the mediator of the covenant, and he has established this covenant in his own blood so that it can never, ever change. This covenant is a covenant of peace. God is at peace with you. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.